Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, June 26th, 2020. Following the corona outbreak in a residential building in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, the Berlin Health Administration announced to the district that residents in isolation can also use hotels, which they believe could diffuse the situation that during the quarantine many people have to live in confined spaces. Health Senator Kalaichi had already pointed out this possibility to the medical officers of all districts weeks ago. Should the districts need logistical support, the Senate could also help. For this purpose, the Health Administration has rented 17 accommodation units in hotels, though a spokeswoman could not say whether Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg will accept the offer. Knut Mildner-Spindler, Health City Councillor of the district, reacted skeptically to this proposal, saying Thursday morning on RBB Inforadio that while the option would be examined, it, quote, doesn't quite make sense to me why we should bring people who are cramped but live in their own apartments where they can do their laundry, cook, and look after themselves to hotels. Whether the conditions there are not as cramped as in the apartments, we do not know. He said that they want to continue along the path they've taken and that social workers will supervise the quarantines. According to Mildner-Spindler, 171 residents of the affected apartment building have voluntarily undergone testing, 45 of them tested positive, and they and their close contacts are under domestic quarantine. This means that, unlike in Neukölln, only individual households, not entire apartment buildings, are under quarantine. And he added, quote, we have the impression that this is working well. The households under quarantine orders are supplied with food and hygiene articles by the district office. Because there are also children among those who tested positive, affected schools, daycare centers, and youth leisure facilities, as well as the school and daycare center supervisors, were informed immediately. Testing is now also offered at the schools and daycare centers concerned. After Neukölln and Spandau, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg is the third district in which corona has broken out in a residential complex. After another arson attack allegedly committed by right-wing extremists in Neukölln, today demonstrators plan to march through the district under the motto Den rechten Terror stoppen, or Stop the Right-Wing Terror. An appeal for participants online states, quote, last week, the Bäckerei Damaskus became the seventh victim of a right-wing attack. As of midday yesterday, 500 participants have registered with the police for the demonstration on Hermannplatz, starting at 5 p.m. For 10 years, neo-Nazis have been carrying out attacks against migrants and left activists in Neukölln. The most recent is an arson attack on a delivery van on Sonnenallee last Friday night. The police had initially assumed that it was a non-political act, then on Sunday announced that a Nazi symbol had been found painted on the wall of the building next to the scene of the crime, leaving the case in the hands of the State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA. According to an RBB report, a swastika was spray-painted on the facade of the bakery. For years, right-wing extremists have been defacing Neukölln with Nazi symbols and threats on buildings, sending hate messages and damaging shop windows. In early 2018, the cars of a local politician and a bookseller were set on fire. Though police searched the homes of several suspected right-wing extremists, they found no evidence. The police then set up a team to investigate the incidents and now estimate 72 crimes, including 23 arsons. Two suspects were indicted in November for Nazi graffiti in 2017, but no convictions have been made so far. Ferhat Kocek, deputy spokesman for the Left Party in Neukölln, whose car was set on fire in 2018, criticized the efforts of the authorities, stating, quote, the solving rate is 0%, and the perpetrators are motivated by this to continue terrorizing the population. The demand of the victims for a parliamentary investigative committee is not heard from the politicians. The only voice we have left is the protest in the streets. In addition to the demonstration previously mentioned set for later this afternoon, two other major demonstrations will again draw thousands of people onto the streets of Berlin this weekend. A big rally against racism is planned on Saturday at the Großer Stern, as well as a Christopher Street Day, or CSD, demo and parade. According to announcements on the internet, participants at both events are to observe the corona distancing rules. 1,500 participants have registered with the police for the anti-racism Black Lives Matter rally at the Großer Stern, which is set to begin at 12:30. It cannot be ruled out that significantly more participants will show up, as Berliners did in the beginning of June when 15,000 people had gathered on Alexanderplatz in response to the killing of the African-American George Floyd by a police officer in the United States. The CSD demonstration against discrimination and for equal rights for gays, lesbians, and transsexuals is to begin at 12 noon at Nollendorfplatz in Schöneberg with the motto Berlin Pride 2020 via Potsdamer Straße, Wilhelmstrasse, Unter den Linden to Alexanderplatz. There are 1,000 people registered, but again, there could be a lot more. Additionally, per police reports, on Saturday there will be another car parade against the corona rules through the city, and from 3 p.m. on, there will be a hip-hop festival in the Parkaue in Lichtenberg with 1,000 registered participants. And lastly, don't forget, starting tomorrow, those refusing to wear masks in Berlin's buses and trains can be fined between 50 and 500 euros. However, the question remains open as to who will implement the regulation in regional trains and the S-Bahn, as both fall under the jurisdiction of the federal police. As a spokeswoman remarked on Thursday, the federal police cannot impose fines on those who refuse to wear masks, as they are not the proper agency under the regulations. They can, however, pass on personal data of passengers who do violate the regulations to the competent agencies, in this case, the health authorities. The plans of the Senate provide for the police to check whether people in buses and trains are masked. With this regulation, the Berlin Senate not only has passengers in buses and trains in mind, however, fines are threatened in all places where masks are compulsory, for example, in retail establishments, airports, and railway stations. Exceptions are made for children under 6 years of age and those with health restrictions or disabilities. A big thank you to Anthony for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.